Hello, this is Andy Sylvester. It's Tuesday, January 22nd, 2020. I've been enjoying the voicemail cast of Dave Weiner and Doc Searles, and today he talked about, in Dave's podcast, he talked about getting feedback from users, and I started to feel like I understood a little better about how he wants feedback from people who use his software. Now, I've used Dave's software for a long time. Started back with Frontier, built websites, Radio Userland, used it for my own blog, used the aggregator, liked it, OPML Outliner, which was kind of the next iteration of Frontier, or whatever you want to call it. You know, I wrote some tools, some tutorials, a little outliner. I've created an outline that I'll include in my show notes for this podcast. I was a 1999.io user, created a blog. I've got it archived at notes.andysylvester.com. Been working with a fellow 99 user, Ron Chester, helped him with setting up something recently, and I'll link that in my notes. River 4 aggregator, used it. Created a set of screencasts on YouTube talking about how to set that stuff up. Moved to River 5 when it was available. Helped set up River 5 for other users. Used the River Browser Toolkit. Created lots of different River one-page applications. To me, that is a really neat way to share what you are reading with others. I know people use tools like Feedly and the Old Reader and other web-based readers and so on, and you know, that's just kind of keeping it to themselves, but to me, putting it out there in a page that anybody can look at, that's kind of saying, hey, here's who I am, here's what I'm interested in, and I like that, among other reasons. So this podcast, in my outline, I have it titled Thoughts from a User. I'm not even calling it feedback because I don't want it to be that way, but it's just kind of what I'm sharing, how I think about things, kind of following the example of Dave and Doc. So Dave, your tools are wonderful. They have lots of power and lots of features, and I've enjoyed trying them, working with them. Ironically, like you say, you didn't use Radio Userland to write your blog. So my website, after trying many different tools, it's still WordPress, and I use it because it just works, and I pay for a hosting service for other stuff anyway, and I just don't have to think about it. So, you know, that's not a great reason, but anyway. It's good enough for me, and the ease of use from support and all that kind of makes it worth it. It was difficult for me to see how to collaborate on the things that Dave, that you developed. And so I just decided to focus on use them for what I needed and try to help out in adding to the documentation with tutorials, blog posts, so on. One thing I think that your cast today kind of hits on is what I would call the economics of software development. I wrote a post about this recently. It was regarding academic software and how academics, this is in the one of examples in the astronomy community, there are tools that they need and they have to develop them, but that takes away from the research and that takes away from the publishing, and they don't get paid for that, and a new project starts, and you know, everybody has to do their own software development stuff and tool stuff. So I've been working in software for 34 years. In the aerospace industry, first in the space industry, now in the aero part, the aviation industry. it definitely takes time and effort to develop software. I think anybody who has done anything in software knows that. I saw a book recently. In a bookstore recently. The Why and How of Woodworking, A Simple Approach to Making Meaningful Work. And I'll leaf through it a little bit. It had a good description of how to approach creating projects in your personal wood shop. And I'm planning on getting this from the library. I think there's some good wisdom there in this particular book. But, I thought one thing was great. He said, you might only have 15 minutes to work on it today. And, for myself, I work full time. And when I'm developing stuff or doing stuff for myself, it's on the evenings or weekends or whenever I squeeze it in. So that's something that spoke to me there. It might be time for some new paradigms in software development. With this post I made recently, the economics of software development, how does software get developed? How does software get supported? And really, I guess it's who pays for all that, whether somebody's overtly paying, whether you have a company and people buy your product, or you have some kind of subscription service or whatever. And so one thing I thought of, again, in listening to Dave and Doc, that maybe voicemail casts are a good way to start some discussions with users. That, someone creates a voicemail cast, it's a little investment on their part. If they create some show notes, like I have, that shows a little bit of a commitment, it might be an indicator of something worth pursuing. So, kind of not just I love this, or I really wish you had this, or, that kind of thing, that might be easy to just toss off in an email. It's just a thought I've had that if for yourself, seems like the feedback part and the wanting to have the type of feedback that you can take and then do something with and then bring it back to somebody, that seems to be a really important part of how you approach developing software. And I'd say, that getting input on, what is it that somebody wants, that's key. So the voicemail cast might be a way for someone to make a small investment. If we're talking about economics, they make a small investment and possibly plant a seed that, might grow into something. So, just to wrap this up, my final thoughts were, hey, this was fun. I just listened to the thing today. I've listened to all of them, the Dave and Doc casts, and I thought, I'm going to just do one. I'm using audio recorder on my Samsung Galaxy A10, and I'm going to edit the file to add some MP3 ID stuff with Audacity and then push it out. So maybe I'll do it again. I'll see what kind of feedback it gets. But I just want to close with, to say, Dave, thank you for everything you've done. I look forward to seeing what you're going to do next. If we have a chance to collaborate, that would be great. But if not, I'm going to continue using your tools, and I'm going to continue spreading the word about them. Take care.